My dear brothers and sisters, perhaps you have been familiar with the revolving door, cửa quay, revolving door, or turnstile, placed at public buildings or at bus stations, which allows only one person to enter one at a time. Certainly, this kind of door causes some inconveniences, but it guarantees the orderly flow of people to and from the building. And airlines passengers, however, are accustomed to endless queuing at checkpoints at the airports, which is set up to purposely slow down the flowing of passengers to the plane so that nothing dangerous or nothing explosive may be brought on board. I think these two images are enough to give us some idea of what the gate, the door of heaven is like. As Christ said in the Gospel of today, try your hardest to enter the narrow door, because I tell you, many people will try to enter but will not succeed. So how can we go through a narrow door? There are two conditions. First, we have to make ourselves small enough. And second, we have to fight to enter. First, we have to make ourselves small enough in order to fit the narrow door. You know, those people who are big, you know, who are big size, cannot go through the narrow door or gate. A week ago, I read on the internet the story of a Mexican man who is huge, he's big size, you know. He weighs over 600 kilos, a huge man. So when he got sick, people have to break the door of his home in order to get him out of the house and brought him to the truck and bring him to the hospital. So if we want to go through the narrow gate of heaven, we also have to make ourselves small, that is, to humble ourselves before God and man, humble in intentions, in words and in deeds. If we want to enter the narrow door of heaven, we have to be poor spiritually, with facilities down to the minimum, to lead a simple life and free of ambitions and foolish desires. Christ also said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the gate of heaven. Secondly, we have to fight to enter the door of heaven. The narrower the door, the more we have to fight. The more people wanted to get in, the harder we have to struggle to get in. How narrow is the gate of heaven? I think it is very, very narrow, even narrower than the revolving door, even harder to pass by, to pass through, than security checkpoints at airport. Because sometimes uninvited guests may enter the public buildings without being invited. And also sometimes terrorists may manage to get through the security checkpoints and to board the plane. But for the gate of heaven, no man can ever enter the gate of heaven unless they are totally qualified, they are worthy of it, and thoroughly known and accepted by God. No man can ever enter the gate of heaven by chance or by trick. As Christ says in another place, now, from now on, people will have to use force to enter the door of heaven. Indeed, the saints and especially martyrs have to fight their way to enter the kingdom of God, even at the cost of their lives. Saint Rose of Lima, whose feast we just celebrated 2 days ago, was such a woman. She had to fight temptations. She had to fight so many disadvantages of life, so many hardships in her life. Because, you know, Saint Rose of Lima was a very beautiful young lady with a long hair, beautiful face. That's why many noble men wanted to marry her, but she refused. And in order to prove her determination, she cut off her beautiful long hair, and he put her two hands in lime. Voice in life, in order to make the hands, wither, wrinkle. You know? And she applied a mixture of salt and pepper to her face in order to make it ugly, so that no man would flirt after her. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to fight to enter heaven. That is, we have to suffer many things, many sacrifices, many challenges in our life in order to be steadfast in our faith until the end. And you know, there is nothing which is of high value is cheap. Nothing of high value is cheap. That's why we have to pay. We have to pay dearly for the price of heaven. Let the martyrs have fought during their lives in order to go to heaven. Like the Psalm 117 reads, "This is the Lord's gate through which only the victorious enter." Yes, only the victorious, only the conquerors of sins, conqueror of evil, of passions, deserve the right to enter the kingdom of heaven. And only those who can pass through the narrow gate of heaven.